Chapter 2. Everyone was waiting in the lobby in hope of some good news. Bertie had never seen her friend in such a way and didn't know what she would do without her. So she continued to pray and ask God for a full recovery on Alfreda's behalf.
"Johnson family," the woman called out.
"Yes, I'm here. I'm her son, Joe Johnson. Is my mother going to be all right? Can I see her?" he asked anxiously.
"Sure, Mr. Johnson. Follow me. I'm Dr. Carraway of Orthopedics, and they have assigned your mother to me."
That was all Bertie could hear as they walked down the hall. It took everything in her to stay seated. Alfreda is like a sister to her, and she needed to know what was happening. Although she didn't want to, she knew she had to stay in her place and wait. But waiting was not her strong suit.
"I wonder what's taking him so long to come back," she said to Walter.
"He's getting information and spending time with his mother, Bertie. He'll be back soon," Walter replied.
"This is just too much for me. I can't take it. I need to get me some answers. All this waiting is making my nerves bad," she said, shifting from side to side.
"You'll do no such thing, Bertie Abrams. Your impatience is causing your nerves to be bad, nothing else."
"Listen, that's my friend back there, and if I want answers, I'm going to get them," she said while standing.
"Okay, hotshot. Let's see you try to get some then," Walter said, grinning at her.
"Think I won't? You just watch and see," Bertie said before storming off.
"Some people don't believe a black cow can give white milk on a Tuesday, but you about to learn today," he told her as she brushed past him. And as quickly as she left, she returned.
"Well?" Walter asked, already knowing the hospital's policy.
"Walter Abrams, don't say nothing to me. They wouldn't tell me a doggone thing. Talking about if I wasn't family bullcrap, they couldn't give out any information. They didn't think that when they asked me for her insurance card and billing information. Besides, I'm just as close to her as a birth sister. What a stupid policy to have."
"You, of all people, would think that. They have to protect the privacy and the rights of their patients. This is so that old Joe Blow or Nosy Bertie can't just walk off the street and ask what's wrong with people," Walter explained.
"All I'm saying, Walter, is," JJ interrupted her.
"Miss Bertie, my mother is asking for you."
"Thank God. Come on, Walter. Where is she?"
She rushed down that hallway as fast as her little feet would carry her. She had never been so excited to see anyone in all her life.
"Alfreda, you scared the daylights out of me, girl," she said, giving her a gentle hug. "Bertie, I'll be fine. I just have to stay here while they finish running some tests. I'll be home in no time. Thank you, Jesus. Is there anything I can do or get for you?" Bertie asked her. "No, Bertie, I'm okay for now," she said.
"Okay, well, Walter called the church to place you on the prayer list, and the deacons will be here visiting other church members in the hospital tomorrow, so I'll come with Walter and visit with you then."
"Yeah, Alfreda, get your rest and I'll bring Bertie back tomorrow."
"Thanks, Walter. I'll see you all tomorrow," she said, dozing off.
"Wow, whatever they gave her, I need to put some in my purse to go," Bertie said.
"Miss Bertie, you are a trip," JJ said, laughing.
"Child, anything that can make you fall asleep like that, we all need. We don't want any of that Michael Jackson kind of medicine. That didn't turn out so well. I want a good night's sleep without having to rest in peace to get it."
"Now you see why I don't take her places," Walter said, laughing.
"We'll be seeing y'all tomorrow before they have a new patient with a concussion," she said, rolling her eyes at Walter.
"Officer, you heard her threaten me. Do your duty. Arrest her or something. Just violent for no reason."
All JJ could do was raise his hands up and laugh. He was not about to get on Miss Birdie's bad side, no more than he already was.